This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game is days away from the Langley Event Center. We'll preview the game with a player from the host market. Vancouver Giants forward Jaden Lipinski will come by with what is a star-studded event of the best CHL draft-eligible players. NHL Central Scouting out with its midterm rankings. WHL dots the page across the board. We'll have a look. Hey, what a week for Everett Silvertips captain Jackson Berezowski. He's the WHL Player of the Week as he also chases some club history. He'll join us and we'll hear from the WHL Goaltender of the Week, Braden Holt of the Victoria Royals. First up, 51 WHL players have been named to NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings ahead of the 2023 NHL Draft. Regina Pats captain Connor Bedard tops the list as the number one rated North American skater. He's joined by 10 other WHL skaters among the top 30 of the North American skater rankings. It includes Moose Jaw Warriors forward Braden Jaeger ranked 5th, Winnipeg Ice forward Zach Benson at number 7, and Vancouver Giants forward Samuel Honzik at number 9. For the third consecutive season, the WHL also boasts the top North American goaltender in the NHL Central Scouting Rankings. Branded Wheat Kings netminder Carson Bjarnason, top-ranked North American goaltender. The product from Carberry, Manitoba, is followed by Seattle Thunderbirds puck stopper Scott Ratzlaff at number 6 and Tri-City Americans goaltender Thomas Sukhanik at number 8. Overall, 20 of the 22 WHL clubs are represented in the midterm rankings. The Seattle Thunderbirds and Vancouver Giants each boast 5 players on the list. A total of 26 WHL forwards find themselves on the rankings, joined by 16 WHL D-men and 9 WHL goaltenders.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Jaden Lipinski will act as a host for Wednesday's Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Langley. Voice of the Giants, Eddie Gregory, has more.
Joined now with Vancouver Giants forward Jaden Lipinski, and leading into this CHL Top Prospects game coming up at the Langley Event Center. Just first of all, just what does it mean for you to be involved and invited to take part in an event like this?
Yeah, it's an honor, especially to have it right here in Langley. Super cool to see some familiar faces, and I'm excited.
Just what does it mean for you to be representing the Vancouver Giants at an event like this?
Yeah, it's something I'm proud of. I take a lot of pride being in Vancouver. And, you know, unfortunately, Samuel Honzik isn't able to, you know, attend. But, you know, I'll be happy to be right at home in Langley.
And just get into that point, just how disappointing was it to know that Samuel got hurt and he wasn't going to be taking part in that after his injury that he suffered at the World Juniors?
Yeah, you know, it's super tough to lose a guy like that, but on the bright side, you know, he'll be back within the next month, so it could have been a lot worse, and we're definitely waiting and excited for him to come back.
Have you talked to anyone at all about what to expect and what the next few days are going to be like for you leading into that event?
No, not quite yet. You know, it's cool to have, you know, both Dicker and Siebes at that, so, you know, it'll be cool to chat with them about it, but, you know, right now we're getting ready for a big weekend, and then I'll have some time to think about that after.
And just what have you been working on, and how would you describe your season, how it's gone for you, and how it's progressed?
I felt like I've had a strong start. You know, the dog days, as they call it, are coming up, the hardest part of the year. So, you know, my focus has just been to get better as the season's been going on, and, you know, practices are getting harder. So we're really in the grind stage of this year.
And just what have you been, you know, told from, I guess, external people or anything like that in terms of, you know, just the day-to-day things that you're trying to work on and try and get better at as your game progresses here?
Yeah, just, you know, it's more focusing on in building the things you're already good at as opposed to trying to make everything perfect. You know, my game's more size and using my size down low specifically and, you know, cutbacks, puck protection, all that, and, you know, as well as shooting pucks every day, working on my shots, so.
Have you paid much attention at all to the draft rankings? And most recently, you were named number 38 in the most recent rankings that came out last week.
Yeah, you know, it's inevitable that you're going to see it with, you know, all the media and that. But it's cool to look at and admire for a little bit. But you want to strive for more. You're always wanting more. So it's, you know, I think it's important just to try to silence all the noise and the projections and all that and just really focus on yourself. So.
Have you given much thought or taken a look at all as to who's going to be participating in this Top Prospects game along with you?
Yeah, you know, it's always cool to see the big names, you know, We've played a lot of them this year, seen some guys from the East as well, so a lot of familiar names, and you know, it'll be cool to play with them.
And one of the guys that's on that team that you most recently saw, at least on the team that you're going to be on anyways, is Lukas Dragicevic. You saw him twice here in the last couple of weeks here facing Tri-City. Just what have you seen from him?
Yeah, you know, really good feel for the game. You can tell his hockey IQ is really strong, and you know, he likes to make plays and walk the blue line, so it's fun watching him.
And being a player from Arizona, and just take me a little bit through your path and elaborate a little bit and maybe explain to those who aren't quite familiar just how you made your way from Arizona here to the Western Hockey League and some influences in your younger days.
Yeah, you know, when I was coming up, you know, Bantam and Midget, the game's grown a lot since, 10 years ago. You know, it's a lot bigger than people think. The game's growing, and, you know, guys like Austin Matthews, Matthew Nyes with the Leafs as well, have really paved the way for guys like myself. And, you know, you're going to see a lot more guys come out of there. So it's really cool to be a part of it and, you know, see the game grow down there, not just in Arizona, but other places as well.
What does a player like Austin Matthews do for players in that area in terms of inspiring players to get into the game of hockey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he lives there in the summer. So, you know, seeing him, and I've had the opportunity to skate with him and just, you know, seeing he came from humble beginnings and made his way up and ended up being a first overall pick, it's really inspiring, not just for me, but younger guys as well. So,
and going back to this prospects game, just what does it mean to play an event with a player like Connor Bedard, who's projected to be the first overall pick, and we all know the great season and career that he's had in this league, and we all just saw what he did in the World Juniors, and he just continues to light this league up now that he's come back. What does it mean to play an event with him as the marquee attraction?
Yeah, you know, a lot of eyes will be on him, and it was cool playing him, I think, back in November when they came. And, you know, obviously he was selling out every game, so, you know, everyone's coming to see him, and for good reason, too.
What did you get to appreciate about his game when you were on the ice with him in that game against Regina back in late November?
Well, you know, he's always a threat with the puck, whether he's, you know, using his deadly shot or drawing guys to him and making plays. You know, I think he's leading the league in assists too, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, he's not only a good shooter, but a good playmaker.
All right, thank you very much, Jaden. Good luck here this weekend, and good luck in the Top Prospects game next week.
Thanks a lot, Eddie.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The WHL's Behind the Scenes 2023 Road to Nashville documentary series is now out. First episode is available at WHL Live at watch.chl.ca, as the series will follow the top WHL draft eligible talent throughout the season.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about, and this is the year of you know, our draft, and you know, a lot of my buddies as well, so it's pretty exciting.
And I think the 2023 draft is going to show how impressive the talent is and how high-end the skill is from this group of players.
Yeah, it'd be really disciplined. Let's go. Here we go, boys. Let's go.
You always say you got another year, but, you know, I think it's here now, and it's obviously very exciting.
First episode is now up. You can check it out every Thursday on WHL Live.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for Everett Silvertip's captain, Jackson Berezowski. He went off in three games. 8 goals, 4 assists for 12 points. He was the easy choice for WHL Player of the Week. He joins us from Everett, Washington. Jackson, what a week for you. Let's start in Spokane. It seems everything you guys threw to the net that night went in, and you picked up a six-point game. That was a pretty good way to get things started for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was, we kind of joked around with Rooster there. It's kind of one of those nights where everything seemed to be going our way and our line's way, and it was a lot of puck touches that came our way, and we just happened to bear down on our chances there. But it's obviously nice to have some of those nights just for to get rewarded like that after all the hard work we put in.
You know, Friday night, that must have been a bit of an emotional game. We'll talk about your night you had in a second, but you're facing off against former teammates with a trade between Kamloops and your hockey club. What kind of night was that to play in that game?
Yeah, it was a fun one. Obviously, seeing those guys in the different color jersey was probably weird for all of us, both on our side and them. But we wish them nothing but the best. Obviously, with their two players that have made a huge impact here in our organization. But come game time, I mean, there's no friends out there. So obviously, we're battling against them pretty hard, and then you can talk to them after the game and so forth. But it's always nice to kind of see those familiar faces there, except when they're on the other team, it's a little different, that's for sure.
And it kind of looked like you had a game within a game going with Olin Zellweger. Maybe you can take me between the lines on that one.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really there. It's like you said, it's kind of the game within the game. I've got nothing but respect for that guy. He's in my eyes, he's the best defenseman in the league, and he proved that day in and day out with not only on the ice stuff, but off the ice. It's just kind of, it was one of those things where, like I said, there's no friends out there, and he competes the exact same way. He's not going to take it easy on me, and I'm not going to take it easy on them. We kind of, it's only beneficial for all of us to push each other, and I think that kind of showed out there.
Jackson, 2 goals and an assist in that game. You wrap up the weekend against Tri-City in a wild game. They force overtime late. You guys find a way to win in overtime. But what a week for you. You're closing in on club history with your 8-goal week. You're 2 goals shy of the club record for Patrick Bykoff's mark. How much have you been thinking about breaking that record?
Yeah, obviously you try not to think about it. I'm pretty sure everyone that's come close to any sort of record says that stuff, but it's always in the back of your mind. I think you want to get it done sooner than later, so you don't have to worry about it anymore and not grip the stick as much. But yeah, I'm just trying to play the right way, and then hopefully the cards they kind of fall where they want. But yeah, I'm looking forward to playing a couple good games this week and hopefully see what happens.
It's too bad about the pandemic season, because the number to chase as far as games played for a milestone is 300. You won't get there this year, but you will likely get to 250. You're a longtime player there with the Silver Tips, a 2-year captain. What does a milestone like 250 games in the WHL mean to you?
Yeah, it's pretty special. Obviously, not a lot of people can accompany that, and then it's to do it all in one organization. I think it's pretty cool, and not only for me, my family as well, but this organization kind of let me put my foot in the door in the Western League, and they've gave me nothing but respect and success throughout the whole time I've been here. So I'm very thankful and grateful for all my time spent here, but also we still got a lot of hockey left here, which that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, there's still a big push here by your hockey team here. You mentioned the trade. We talked about that trade here. What's the mindset as you guys attack the rest of the season, as you look for, you know, battling for home ice advantage and trying to make a playoff run?
Yeah, for sure. I think you said it there best, that home ice advantage. That's what every team wants in playoffs. I mean, you look at our fan base, you look at everything here. We want that home ice advantage, because we know they'll have our back throughout it all, and there'll be a little bit of a boost come playoff time. So that's going to be our motivation going into the last kind of final stretch here, if you want to say that.
You know, Jackson, you're from, you know, small town, small city, Saskatchewan, Yorkton. You know, if I would have said to you 5 years ago that you'd be captaining a Western Hockey League team in Everett, Washington, and there'd be over 8,000 fans in the rink some nights, especially last Saturday against the Tri-City Americans, would you have believed, you know, me saying that to you 5 years ago?
I think I might call you a little bit crazy if you would have told me that a while ago. But no, it's pretty special. And looking back at it, it's crazy how fast time flies in this league. I remember the first words from one of the former guys I played with, Riley Sutter. He told me, "Don't take it for granted, because it truly flies by." And at the time, I didn't really believe him and kind of just laughed. But you know, you look back at it, it's pretty special.
Yeah, it is. Talk to me about the fan support in Everett. You guys are having a great year fan-wise. You mentioned the 8,000-plus in the rink Saturday night. Sounds like that'll be the rest of your Saturday nights the rest of the season. What's it like playing hockey there?
It's pretty cool. Not a lot of players can play in front of a junior crowd, at least this big. And I say all the time that we have the best fans. Maybe I'm a little biased, but it shows. People come into our rink and even lining up for a couple draws or something on the ice, opening draw, they'll lean over and say, "Wow, what a crowd." And that just shows the respect other players have from other teams. And it's pretty cool and honestly an honor to play in front of these fans and then their support and how loud they get. It's just, it's on a whole new level, that's for sure.
Finally, Jackson, you're in your final year. We've talked about that. You're a 20-year-old. You've been the captain there 2 seasons. What's your motivation here moving forward to next year here? Are you a guy that wants to get that NHL contract? Are you looking ahead to perhaps using your scholarship education? What's sort of on your plans here in the future?
Oh, yeah. I think obviously for sure I want to do what's best for me, and I think what's best for me is finding a place to play pro hockey. And hopefully I can show some teams that I'm worthy of an NHL contract come whenever that time may be. But everyone has a different path to that level, and I think my path is pretty unique. But I just want to make sure I can prove not only myself, but to everyone else around the, not our league, but NHL teams too, that I'm worthy of that contract come whenever that time may be.
All right, Jackson, we record this on a Tuesday. You play a game Wednesday, so by the time this airs, you might already have the franchise record for goals. So I'll give you a pre-congratulations on that, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Hopefully I can do that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Meanwhile, WHL Goaltender of the Week is Braden Holt of the Victoria Royals, who has found new life after a trade involving the Everett Silvertips. Marlon Martins has more.
Braden, first off, congratulations. You've been named a Western Hockey League Goaltender of the Week. How does that feel?
Feels really good. Thank you. It's the first time I've got it in my career, and you know, it's just a huge shout-out to the team and how well we've been defending lately. So, yeah, I'm really excited for our group.
29 saves for the shutout Friday, another 29 Saturday, and you sweep the Rockets. But since you've joined the team, 5 wins, a shootout loss in your 6 appearances, 1.81 goals against, and a .943 save percentage. I bet it doesn't get old looking at the stats when they look like that.
Yeah, like I said, it's just it's such a testament to how well we've been defending. We've been starting in our own zone, in our own house, and moving out from there. Blocking so many shots, and we just look really good defensively. I like what I see. So much communication as well for goalie touches too, so I think I click really well with our decor, and I just couldn't be more excited to play with these guys some more coming up.
What about the fans here in Victoria? How have they embraced you?
Oh, they've been awesome. I like walking down the tunnel and getting all the fist bumps and all that kind of stuff, and attendance has been growing, and we feed off of that. I think I saw the wave go around like 6 times around the weekend, so that's super cool. It was super loud this weekend and gives us energy, gives us life, and we just couldn't be more excited to hopefully make a playoff push here for those fans.
It's always tough to get traded, never easy. How has this success that you've had made this transition better for you?
Oh, it's so enticing to come and have guys that want to play hard for each other, and we're such a tight-knit group, and I feel like I fit right in. I never felt like the new guy. And I feel like I should have been a Royal for a lot longer. So I'm just so excited to be here. I'm so excited to get to know everybody. And I love being a Royal.
That's Braden Holt, netminder of the Victoria Royals, the Western Hockey League Goaltender of the Week.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, and as well, big thanks to Eddie Gregory and Marlon Martins for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.